Hey, girl.
Hey.
Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast.
Welcome back.
Hey, you guys.
Saturday for us, happy Monday for you. Or whenever day you're listening to this, actually. Audrey's doing her makeup again.
Yeah.
I think in every episode.
I know, guys. I'm kind of embarrassed by it, but you know what? It's fine. Get ready with me.
Imagine if the podcast is like a get ready with me. We share all of our favorite makeup products. Sweet. Kind of fun.
That would be fun.
Like our favorites.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be fun.
Would be.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
No. It's not.
Should
we do updates first and then jump into it, or should we just jump in?
Let's do some life updates. We haven't recorded in a while. I don't know. Life update for me is I have 3-hour play rehearsal every night. Yeah. But it's been really fun. I've been enjoying it a lot. It doesn't feel like 3 hours, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. So, pretty intense practices right now, but it's definitely, like, helping me feel prepared. I need to start memorizing my lines soon. Yeah, so the show is May 9th through the 12th.
Okay, so you still have some time.
Yeah. I have a good amount of time. But yeah, I'm excited. Anyway.
That's exciting.
That's like all I've been doing.
Saw your story about how much you love your character.
Yeah, I really like her.
Dabby is such a cute name. Dab.
I know, right?
I just dab.
Dabby. It's okay. I dab when I talk about her.
I would, too. I mean, that's what our generation would think of anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Her name is Dabby. And she's just, like, she speaks her mind. She's, like, kind of a bitch, but in the best way.
Mm-hmm. I love. That's fun.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I only have 2 weeks left of class.
That's crazy. Crazy.
So it's crunch time.
Yeah.
I for real have to lock in. And I've got to take school seriously now, unfortunately. But if everything's okay, I'm excited for summer to be here. And I have been working out like crazy. I'm in my fitness era. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Oh, good.
I have been doing like 5 workout classes a week. It's so great.
Jeez.
I've been doing bar, which is like a mix of ballet, yoga, and Pilates. Mostly ballet and Pilates. It's really fun. And then I've been doing Zumba. Well, I did Zumba once this week. It was so fun. But I also did kickboxing. So fun. And then I did a class called Total Body Strength, which is basically just, like, weightlifting kind of stuff. But, like, very
small. Yeah. Just, that's so good.
10-pound weights or whatever. But, yeah. It was a great time this week. And all of those classes are at night. And I've realized that I love going to the workouts, and I feel so good after them. Like, the difference between my mood after, before them and after them is insane. Like, I'm, like, here before my workout class, and I'm, like, through the roof all the way up there. Practically in heaven after I do
workout
class. Yeah, so I have told myself that I need to start working out in the morning, so I start my day that way, because I'm ending my day that way, but then the whole day I'm like so tired, so sluggish, so sad and down in the dumps. So
yeah.
I'm just gonna work out in the morning. So
that'd be a good way to start your day, for sure.
I think I'm gonna try and do a sunrise spin class, which is at 6:45 AM.
Oh my god.
And I am becoming not a morning person anymore, so.
Oh really?
Yes. Because, well, it's because I can't sleep at night and I can't go to bed, but I have been sleeping in like crazy and just not happy when I wake up. Mm-mm, not happy about it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally cool. We're going to get it figured out.
Yeah, you are. You got it.
I'm going to become a morning person again because I liked being a morning person.
Yeah.
So I just need to force myself to do it. And I've been taking melatonin again. And it's been helping.
Good. So, good.
That's my life update. I'm in my fitness journey. Maybe we could do a little episode on, like, fitness and, like, or, and just, like, relating it to mental health and, like, how it makes us feel and, like, the ups and downs of that and how it's so not linear. Especially with people who aren't, like, huge on fitness, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I barely work out, guys. It's really bad. I mean, I'm in dance class right now, which is fun, and that's twice a week. Yeah. But that's not, like, huge, like, I don't feel like I'm working out much for that.
Dance is so good for you, though.
Yeah. No, when I feel good after.
I think that's the most important thing, too. Like, you don't have to be doing the most. I'm not even doing the most. Like, even finding what works for you, like a Zumba class. I'm still working out and moving my body, but it's not like the stereotypical workout.
Yeah.
You just have to find what works best for you. Does Augustana have workout classes?
We have like yoga and spin.
You should do yoga.
I did last year.
You should totally do it again.
Yeah, I think like the problem was that it was conflicting with my work schedule, so I like wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
Like my work ends at 4:30 and yoga starts at 4:30.
Yeah, that's and difficult.
Yeah, when I went last year, like, she was strict on showing up on time.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah. So, anyway.
And it's hard because you could totally do yoga at home, but
yeah,
it's hard to motivate yourself to actually do it. 'Cause even
I know.
I go to all these classes with another person, and so she's also my motivation. So it's hard to do it just on your own and then also even like at home because you're like, well, my bed is right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
For real.
I don't want to get up and move when my bed is right there.
Yeah.
So,
it's that's hard difficult. For me.
Yeah. It is. It is hard. But that would maybe be a fun topic to talk about, the struggles of that kind of stuff and the ups and downs of that. I'm gonna write
it. Yeah, I struggle so hard with that, guys.
I know.
I don't know why.
I go through waves of it, and I'm like an all or nothing kind of person. So when I'm on, like I'm doing it all, and then when I'm not, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am too, though.
Yeah.
So, but I could totally do stuff in my room. Because I have, like, an issue going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get really anxious going to the gym.
Yeah.
And working out in front of people.
For sure.
So, that's been, like, my biggest obstacle. Is that, I enjoy weight training the most. Like, doing, like, lifting and stuff.
Cool.
But it's really hard
because it's in front of so many people at my school. I just, like, can't.
I know. Are there any days during the week that the gym is not crowded where you would feel more comfortable going? Like, Friday mornings and the weekends are not crowded at GB's gym.
And that's usually I mean, them. Like, our gym, like, it's really busy, like, after classes.
Yeah, same.
Like, every day. But then, you know, during classes, it's not busy, but, like, I'm in class.
Yeah.
So, it's hard. And it's, like, between classes, too, I have stuff going on, and it's just, like, never a good time for me.
No.
But I don't know. Like, I know that if I wanted to, I would. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So.
I get that.
It's hard. Like, when I really just don't want to ever, it's hard to, like, force myself to.
For sure. Yeah.
So.
We should totally talk about it on the podcast. I feel like we would have a lot to say. We'll save it for another time.
Yeah.
Watch out for that episode.
Yeah. But today, we'll be talking about something else. Something near and dear to my heart. Just like, okay. Introversion, extroversion, and FOMO. And FOMO. Yeah. FOMO stands for fear of missing out, if you did not know. I have become an introvert, like, so bad. Like, I'm such an introvert. I'm not saying that it's bad. I just mean, like, it's crazy how much of an introvert I've become. Like, I used to really enjoy going out with friends, but now I just prefer to stay in all the time. And, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Someone that I've talked to about it has told me that that's maturity. But I don't know if it is. I mean, like, I understand, like, maturing and not wanting to, like, drink all the time would make sense. But even just, like, hanging out with people without drinking, I feel like that's a different thing that wouldn't necessarily be maturity, you know?
Could you just be in this era of life where you feel the need to spend more time with yourself rather than with other people?
Yeah, that could be it.
Because I feel like we go through just different stages and we feel the need to be with other people more and or with ourselves more.
Yeah. But I might feel that way.
I think that when it's something completely different than what we're used to, it's weird and it feels like a problem. But, like, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. I guess you just have to see. But it's nothing wrong with feeling introverted and feeling like you want to be alone. I feel like I was in your shoes a little bit ago, and I thought something was wrong with me because I didn't want to do what everyone else was doing. And in reality, I just was doing things that weren't filling me up anymore. And I needed to find people in my life who wanted to do more similar things to me that filled me up. And
yeah,
nothing was wrong with me, but the people around me made it seem like they didn't make it seem like they made it make me feel like something was wrong. When in reality, I just needed to find activities that I wanted to do and things that filled me up. And then going out every once in a while was so much better to me because it actually filled me up because I actually wanted to go.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I just never want to go anymore for whatever reason. I just have a hard time, like, getting myself out now. And I think it's, like, partially because I'm avoiding a specific person and I don't want to see them. But I think it's more because this has been going on, like, for a while. I think it's more just enjoying my own presence and, like, I've always been, like, socially anxious around people, especially, like, big groups of people. And I think maybe, like, I overcame that at one point, and I think that it's just, like, kind of back. Like, I don't feel like I'm having as much fun when I'm out now because I'm just in my head. And I don't know, I just rather be, like, in my room sitting around doing nothing, but I also feel like I'm not doing anything productive, like, with myself, and I always worry that I'm, like, drifting from people because of my choice to, like, stay in and not hang out with them. That's, like, a big thing, is that I'm an introvert, but I have FOMO. Like, I still fear missing out. Yeah, fear, like, my friends being upset with me.
Which, your good friends won't not be friends with you because you're not going out with them anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Like, a friend wouldn't leave you just because you're not going out. You know, you should have friends that want to go out with you and also want to just go to a coffee shop or go to a farmer's market or have a brunch or make a cute girls' night at home.
Yeah, and I think... Oh, sorry.
And even if you don't have those friends in your life right now, I think that's why it's really important to have or to find friends who want to do similar things as you. And yeah. I feel like you do have good friends that are, like, overall, like, a good friend. Like, not just a friend for this specific reason, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... I feel like that's why it's really important to have people in your life who are similar to you and like to do similar things, and also who will change and grow with you and respect, oh, Audrey doesn't want to go out tonight and that's okay, like, maybe I'll stay in with her and we'll have a girls' night.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, too, like, it's almost like I don't necessarily enjoy partying that much anymore. And I think that's the thing that brought me together with a bunch of people in the past. So now it feels like I'm spending time with people way less than I used to. But, like, I wouldn't be against going to brunch, like you said, or, like, a coffee shop with a friend and sitting there with them for a while. Like, it's not the kind of introversion where I don't want to spend time with people at all.
Yeah.
I think it's a big thing that the environment has kind of turned me off, and I don't necessarily enjoy that crazy partying environment anymore.
Yeah. Which is totally okay. I think that would be a huge problem. Like, or saying, like, you don't need to, like, really worry about yourself in the sense of you just said, like, it's not an introversion where I'm not going out to do anything. You know, like, you can still go out and do other things with friends. It's just that specific part of life. You don't feel like it adds anything to your life anymore in that sense. And that's okay. And I feel like college really puts a stereotype on all of that and makes you feel pressured to need to go out all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing that college students do. Whereas college is just really what you make it. And if you're doing something that you don't feel comfortable doing or you don't want to do, your college experience is going to feel even less than it would if you actually just didn't listen to all of those voices and just did what you want. And like from my perspective, doing things like partying is something that I don't like to do that often. Like big parties and stuff, I've just never been that way. And there was a point in my life where I felt the pressure to go and attend them all the time. And I had so much anxiety about it. I didn't feel like my friends were supportive of me in that sense and in that situation. And I didn't feel good in that. And mm-hmm. when I finally left it and saw what was on the other side of just truly, genuinely doing what I wanted to do and accepting that, I was like, wow, I feel so much more value out of the things that I actually wanted to do rather than feeling pressured to do things I never wanted to do in the first place. It's like,
yeah.
you can have your moment and like have your era and, you know, get it out of your system to party. But if it's not what you want to do all the time, it's okay to like sit back and do other things and try different things. And a big part of doing that for me was also finding friends who also wanted to do those things and who were so similar to me in that way. And I think the people, like for me, it was the people who changed that for me. And when I stopped seeing the people that were involved in all the parties, my life drastically changed in the best way possible. And I'm not saying that's your situation because it doesn't seem like that. But it's yeah. more of like I added people to my life that were going to align with what I wanted to be doing. And it helped so much.
Yeah.
And now yeah, I don't feel solo anymore.
Yeah, it's tough because, like, it's my close friends that are the ones that I go out with. So, I think I just get, like, worried that they're having all sorts of fun and I'm not there. Or I worry that, like, they think that I'm becoming lame. I don't know.
But, like, what if you made a new friend and when they, like, your close friends that you're talking about, or going out one night, you invited that other friend over and you had a girls' night in your dorm. Like, yeah. did you feel better?
Probably. I don't know who I would, like, ask. I mean, I have other friends, but I don't know. I haven't tried that. I will admit that. So it's something I could definitely try.
You should.
I don't know. People are just usually busy doing something, you know?
But have you asked?
No. Because like, I just mean, like, in general, like, weekend nights, people are usually doing stuff. Whether it's with, like, other friends or they're out and about. But I have not asked, so.
And maybe you could be the first to ask. Like, maybe you know that your friends are likely to go out on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So I'm going to, a week in advance, I'm going to invite someone over.
True.
And then you're able to, like, or even at dinner, like, you go out with them. Or even, like, turning off your phone for the night and watching a movie or listening to a podcast or reading a book instead of going on your phone. Some of those things helped me.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, like, if they are your close friends, also having a conversation about it, and maybe someone will stay back with you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to try to force myself to go out today. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. But, yeah, because, like, I feel like I just have gotten in the habit of not going out now. Where, like, I feel like I could accomplish, like, getting back into it and enjoying it again. It's just been hard to do that recently. I've been having, like, longer days, too, with, like, rehearsals, so then I'm just, like, tired. Yeah, but, I mean, it's so normal. Like, if someone feels the same way, where, like, they prefer being alone, yet they have FOMO, that's literally me all the time. And it's, like, it's totally okay. I feel like that's a really normal thing. Because even if you prefer being alone, like, you still might have voices in your head being like, well, you know, what are you missing out on right now? Like, what are your friends doing that you're not doing? Are they having more fun than you are right now? So I don't know. I struggle with that for sure, but I don't even know if I'd say I struggle, because it's become so normal to me that I accept it and I'm okay with it. And, like, you know, just listening to yourself and listening to your body when it comes to that. Like, I was out yesterday, but then I was like, I want to be home. So I left. And then I spent time just by myself. And that fulfilled me. And that, like, recharged my battery. If I'm around people for too long, like, my social battery runs out. And yeah, introverts recharge when they're by themselves, and extroverts, like, recharge when they're with people. So yeah, that's kind of me. That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah. I think that's good that you listen to yourself. I think that's a really important point to make, too, that just listen to yourself and understand that if your body's feeling that way, that's probably the right decision. And just trust yourself. Yes. I feel like your body knows things before your brain does. And if your body is feeling uneasy, you should probably trust that.
Yeah.
But it is hard. And I feel like I am more of an extrovert in, like, the sense of I like to, like, go up to people. I like to talk to people. And when I feel comfortable in a space, I'm very talkative. I've gotten more introverted over the years, but I'd say if I'm in the right environment, I definitely like to stand out or talk to a lot of people and be known in that sense, I guess. I am an extrovert, but I also experience FOMO, and I think that both introverts and extroverts can definitely experience FOMO. Because even, like, if you are an extrovert and love to go out and then you're not out, it's like, oh, I wish I was able to go out. Whatever. But I do love my time alone and space away from others. But I also have such a high social battery, or, like, a lot of social battery. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, yesterday.
It's long-lasting.
Yes, it's very long-lasting. And I don't get burnt out from people very fast. And I know a lot of introverts experience that, the burnout in a social setting, very fast. Even if you're not an introvert, just some people's social batteries are a lot smaller than others. And mine is just super long-lasting. I don't know how. But, like, yesterday, I spent all day with people from, like, 11 a.m. until 12 a.m. at night. Like, literally a whole 12 hours. No breaks. It was crazy. And I was just, like, so fueled up. I was like, this is so fun. This is amazing. And I felt so fulfilled from it. But I'm now at a point in life where, and I used to struggle with FOMO a lot, and I feel like I've done a lot of work to overcome it and know how to handle it when it arises in my life. So, like, I'm at a point where I know I could have told the people that I was with yesterday, like, oh, I need to reschedule or I just can't make it because I'm tired or whatever. And I would have felt okay, even though I didn't go. And I think a lot of it was just like coming to peace with what I really wanted and listening to my intuition, my gut, and just choosing to trust that. And you can still feel like the disappointment of not being able to go and not being able to go out. But I think the biggest thing for me was just being at peace with that and saying like, okay, well, like I'm listening to my body and maybe I'm really burnt out right now. And if I would have gone out, I wouldn't have been able to show up in the way that I wanted to. And I wouldn't have been able to socialize as much as I wanted. And I know that maybe if I went out, it maybe would have been worse. And like, I try and think of the other perspective.
Yeah.
And just be at peace with the situation and really trust myself in knowing myself and how I work. And yesterday was one of those days where I was like, no, I can get through the rest of the day. Like, I can go and I can show up for my friends. But there have been days where I couldn't. And so I cancel. And I think that I am so out of breath. I need to breathe.
Well, I think that extroverts experience FOMO even more than introverts do. Because they enjoy being around people more. So when they're not, they feel even worse about not being around people. Like yesterday, I had a little bit of FOMO, but I was like, meh, what I'm doing right now is way better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
And very similarly, I was at, when I was out like for a little bit yesterday, I was being super quiet, antisocial, and I just like genuinely didn't want to be there. Like it had nothing to do with the people that were there. It was just, I did not want to be out. And yeah, I wasn't showing up in the best way that I could have shown up. Like, I don't know, if I actually wanted to be there, I would have talked to people more.
Yeah. For sure. I think part of that not being able to show up part also brings in some anxiety. And it's like, isn't that like imposter syndrome or something? Where you don't feel like you're good enough for the people in your life?
Maybe.
I think it is. I don't think it's an actual syndrome. It's just like a title. But feeling like you can't show up for the people in your life is something that I have been really struggling with. And I've been trying to work on that of just listening to myself and saying, I know that I would feel better if I was just, if I was able to reschedule and be in a better place to actually show up for that friend. But then I have so much anxiety about canceling. And I like want to, I want to commit with my plans because I am such a person that I get my feelings hurt if people cancel on me. And so I'm really trying hard to work on that part of it, of allowing myself to cancel, allowing other people to cancel, seeing it more from an empathy state, and being able to move on with my life. Because, and I think recently I've been able to do that more because I can understand it, of where like, okay, that person just can't show up for me today because of other things, and that's totally okay. Like, they just don't have the energy to. And that's okay, and I need to be easier on them because I'm starting to experience that, and I'm learning how to accept that it's okay to cancel on others, because not only do I need to show up for them, but I also need to show up for myself. And I think FOMO definitely plays a role in that. And you know, if we're not showing up for them, we're not showing up to a party, and people are expecting me there, I feel like FOMO is so understandable to go through, because you're thinking about like what could have been. And, you know,
yeah,
especially with social media and seeing everyone go out, even living in a college town, Like, even if you're not invited to anything that night, you have nothing to do, or, like, you do have plans, but maybe they were just earlier in the day, but you're seeing all the cars line up because everyone's at parties, so you're seeing everyone walk out of their apartments or their dorms, walking to the parties, walking to the sorority houses, like, you see it all, too, and that's also really hard, is the aspect of seeing it all. And seeing it on social media, and you really have an in to what you're missing out on. And it almost makes me, like, mad, because I'm like, can people not do that? But it's also, like, they want to show off their night, and I know that if I was in that place, I would also want to show off my night. And I like to, you know, like, record those memories and talk about them. And so it's hard to, like, understand both perspectives and, like, be okay with that all. It's very normal, but people don't talk about FOMO enough, especially in college, because there is no right way to live your life, but you feel there is because of the way that college is set up, especially going to a university. It's a challenging topic and a challenging thing to overcome, and I think everyone experiences it, but no one talks about it.
Yeah. Nobody. It's hard when, like, a majority of people, especially at my school and a lot of colleges, like, a majority of people are out on the weekends, spending their Friday, Saturday nights at bars or clubs or parties. And I don't know, recently I just haven't wanted to spend my nights like that. It exhausts me. I feel like crap when I get home. And then I feel like crap the next day.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, like, messes up my entire weekend when there's shit I have to do. But then I'm just way too tired on Sunday and I lay in bed all day. And it's just not, it's not it for me. But
totally.
Like I said, I might try to go out today, guys. I don't know.
I also think we should normalize not drinking at functions like that too, because, like, or going for a shorter amount of time and it not being weird. Like, I shouldn't have to be asked, like, why I'm not drinking tonight or why I'm going home early. It's like,
yeah,
I came, you should be thankful I came.
Yeah. Like, this, like, was hard for me,
right? Exactly. Like, this is me trying Taylor Swift for real,
literally.
For real, though, but, like, exactly what you were saying, like, I feel like shit when I get home, I feel like shit in the morning, and it messes up my day. That's why I stopped drinking at parties, because I didn't want to feel that way anymore, but I still wanted to go and be included, and it took a little bit for me to really be comfortable in that sense. But, like, if I go and I drink an energy drink or I make a cute, like, mocktail, like, I feel so much better. And I feel included, and, like, you can still feel, like, that adrenaline and rush that you probably feel from alcohol. But, like, also just normalizing the fact that you don't need to be drinking. Because I also think FOMO can be, you are in a crowd full of people, and you are around people, but you're not drinking, or you're not doing something that another person's doing. Like, that is also a fear of missing out. And
yeah.
It's totally okay to go somewhere and not drink. But then, you know, you have the pressure of, well, if I go out, then I have to wear a cute top, and I have to straighten my hair, or I have to curl my hair, I have to wear makeup, I have to have a drink. I, you know, have to stay out until 2 a.m. because the party starts at 11. It's like, there's so much around it, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out at 11, I'm not going to drink, I'm going to stay for an hour and then leave and go to bed and wake up at 9 a.m. and continue my day.
Yeah. It really do be like that.
Yeah, and people just need to normalize that more and, like, understand that just because I'm going out doesn't mean I'm drinking and doesn't mean I have to drink.
And doesn't mean I have to stay for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, when I go out too now, like, I'll enjoy myself for an hour, and then I'll be like, I need to leave. Like, I cannot be here anymore.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And I'm like, I'm leaving, guys. Goodbye. I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah. And you know what? You feel probably a lot better in the morning than your roommates or your friends do.
True.
And I mean, we all have different priorities in life. And maybe our priorities are just in an era of changing. They say, like, no, I don't want to feel like shit in the morning. I just want to wake up and, like, roll out of bed and go and get a coffee, start my homework,
do my homework,
go on a walk without feeling like my head is pounding. And
literally,
like, you're so ahead of the game if you're doing that.
Yep.
I agree. But, yeah, I think we need to change the narrative of college. Girl Meets Podcast is changing the narrative.
We're doing a lot, guys.
We hold the power. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Yeah. No, because, guys, genuinely, it's not going to last forever either. Like, the partying every Saturday or whatever is not going to last forever. And part of me is like, okay, so then I should embrace this time. But then part of me is like, or maybe I need to prepare myself for real adulthood when that's not going to be an option for me.
Yeah. And the thing is,
I don't know.
You can still embrace this time in your life, but that doesn't mean you need to go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday night and drink all 3 days and all 3 nights. You can go out one day of the week, or you can go out once a month and, like, have your time, and that's good enough. Like, that's how I am. Like, I really only go out, like, once a month, maybe not even, and that's perfect for me. I get my little high of that, and then I'm cool for another month. And I appreciate more of, like, the girls' night ins and, like, just being with my friends or having small get-togethers. And that's what I found works for me. And I need to find other people in my life that also appreciated those times. And that, like, forced me to go out and make new friends and meet new people. And I have way more friends now that are so much more like me and really align with me. But also, if I invite them to go out to a party, they're down for a party. It's like such a good mix, and I found such a good group of people in my life where it's not always good. Like, every single weekend, what are we going to do this weekend, guys? Like, who's throwing? Like, all of that stuff. Like, no, I just want to chill and watch a movie tonight. Like, you want to do that? Or, like, hey, like, it's 9 p.m., want to go get ice cream? And, like, have a chat at Culver's? And it's like, that is just more fulfilling to me than going out sometimes. And, like, although that's really fun and it's a moment for once a month, and that's all that it needs for me. And that's just what I found works for me. And it's so normal to feel that way. And, like, you can still embrace college and embrace being young, because, yes, the hangovers are going to get worse. And, like, yes, we're going to have to hit real adulthood. But I can still feel mature and ready for my week and ready for my day while also going out once in a while and having fun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can still embrace all of that. Just because you're not doing it every weekend doesn't mean you're not embracing it. But society makes you feel that way.
Yeah. Makes you feel like it's all or nothing all the time.
I love that phrase. I feel like it applies to so much in our life. Like, I feel like the more people that I talk to about it, the more people I've realized, like, my personality, I talk with my therapist all the time, it's all or nothing. It really is. Mm-hmm. My personality, and I've met so many people also like that. We should do an episode on that, too. I'm writing it down. I need to breathe again.
You're good. Yeah. I don't have much else to talk about when it comes to this. Like, I feel like as of right now, I'm in my introversion spot in life. Era, if you will. I never say that. My introversion era. But I really do feel like that's just, like, what I need right now. And
yeah, sometimes I feel left out, but like I'm leaving myself out. So it's not like people are out there purposely leaving me out. Like I'm the one removing myself from the situation. Like it's my choice. So like the thing is, I'll feel a little like FOMO for a bit, but then I'll be like, Audrey, stop. Like you're the one who wanted to leave in the first place. So like, why are you feeling this way? You're fine. Like, and then I just kind of get over it and then I'm fine. So yeah.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think you are in an era of life, and that's okay. I think it's a good thing. I feel like rewriting how you see it and taking it in as like such a state of reflection, and you get this time to yourself, especially the fact that you're single and you're probably going to meet someone in however many months or years or whatever, but like you get this time.
Years. It'll probably be years.
I don't think so. I'm feeling good vibes for you. I think that this is such a special time. Like you get this time alone. Like you don't have a boyfriend to worry about. You don't have someone to like give most of your time to. And then you're also feeling this sense of I need to be alone right now, and that's okay. And like I feel like it's truly your body being like, Audrey, you need this time to be alone and reflect and think about things, whether that's so deep or so surface level, whatever it is, your body's like, you need to just sit and be alone. And this time is going to be so valuable for your future. Think about it in that sense too. Like being alone and having FOMO doesn't always mean that it has to be sucky and bad. Can actually be a really great time, and that's just hard to see in the moment, but your future self is thanking you. They are.
True.
This is me pretending to be your future self. Thank you, Audrey.
You're welcome. I'm always here for you.
I'm always here for you. Don't go to the party tonight. Sit alone. Reflect. Or go, whatever you want. Your future self will thank you.
Yeah, like it's always like your choice. No one can force you to do anything besides paying taxes.
You don't owe anyone anything except for taxes.
One of my friends used to always say, what did she say? She was like, I'm not forced to do anything except pay taxes and die. And I was like, true.
Ooh.
Olivia, Libby.
That's what I thought.
She would say that. If you're listening, Libby, hi, I love you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but she would always say that. And I'm like, it's so true. Like, literally, do whatever you want. And maybe you'll get some hate. Maybe you'll get some backlash. But at the end of the day, you want to look out for your future self, and your future self will thank you, because in the moment, whatever you feel is right, do it. Do what you feel is right for you.
Do it now.
Mm-mm-mm. Obviously, like, yeah, look out for yourself. Don't ignore the other people in your life. You always want to think of them too. But for the most part, whatever it is you're doing for you is going to positively affect the people in your life. Because like Emma said, you don't want to go somewhere that you don't want to be and then show up and be like a bad version of yourself. Because then that's just going to negatively affect the people in your life. So it's better to do what you know will fulfill you and make you the best version of yourself. So then you can show up for people and you can be there in the times you want to be there and be like fun and someone that people want to be around.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Snaps for Audrey.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Also, I need to point out that my earrings say fuck off.
Sure. My earrings say stripes.
There's like little stripes on them.
That's cute. Love.
I don't think I have any earrings that say anything, which maybe I should get a pair of fuck off earrings too. When I'm just feeling in that mood. And then I'm like, wait, what did you say? And then you show them. And you're like, oh no, I heard you clearly. I just wanted you to see my earring.
Totally. Totally. I love that. So good.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel good about this episode. I feel like we can close it up.
I agree.
Maybe? What time are we at?
55 minutes.
Okay. Perfect. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. I think we said
it. Mama's a bitch. Should've known better.
You know what we need to talk about?
What?
Beyonce's new album.
I don't like it, guys. That's all I have to say about it.
What? Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
What'd you listen to?
My friend literally made me listen to the whole thing. I didn't like any of the songs. This ain't Texas. Then I hold up. Lay our cards down, 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 down. No! I don't like that song. I don't like any of them.
Texas Hold'em, like, it's catchy, but it's just getting old because it's overplayed. But I think my favorite songs are Bodyguard, Levi's Jeans, Levi Jeans. I don't know why I keep saying Levi's. Maybe
it's
Levi's.
I don't like that one.
And then Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. It's so good. I think it's the best song on the album.
I also listened to that one with Miley Cyrus. I don't know.
Very specific music taste. She doesn't like most songs, I think.
That's not true.
No, I think it is.
I don't like most songs coming out today. I really like old music. And I think my thing is that I'm just like not a huge pop or rap person. And those are like the main genres of today. So yeah, it's like not that I don't like the artist or whatever. Like I like Beyonce and I like her older music. I think I'm just picky on the genre that is super popular right now.
I understand that. I feel like Beyonce's album is not pop and it's not rap and it's not country. I don't know what it is. It's Beyonce. That's what it is. Like, she has her own genre.
True.
Because when she came out with this, and especially like the Texas Hold'em song, that was giving like country vibes, like line dancing, right? In my cowgirl boots. But when I heard the rest of the album, I was like, oh, look. This is not country. This is Beyonce. And I was worried that it was going to be like super country. And it was hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that Beyonce was going country. It's just such a big jump, especially to go from something else to country. I feel like you're born with country, you know? No one just like becomes
I like country music.
I do too. I love country music. But I liked that it wasn't like super country because I feel like it would have like really shocked our systems if it was super country coming from Beyonce.
Yeah, I was like, so what is happening?
I know. It was very different, but it wasn't as different as I thought it would be. So I'm kind of happy about that. And I really love it. I think it's really good. And I like hearing her voice in like a different sense. And I love all of the collaborators. Like Post Malone and her sounded amazing together. I love Post Malone too. And I love Miley Cyrus.
I liked that Dolly Parton was involved.
Yes, I love Dolly
Parton. I thought that was fun.
I love
it. And I listened to Jolene.
Yes, sorry. I liked it.
I just like, I was like, my immediate thing was like, the original is just so much better. Like, I don't know.
Of course. But I think Beyonce, she made that song knowing that no one could top the original, obviously.
True.
But I think that like, she's just, it's such a cool thing to like collaborate into the album because it's a cover. And I think when artists cover certain things, it's always so cool to hear it in a different voice and to hear and like reimagine the song. Same with Blackbird.
And like she changed the words too.
Yeah. So like I think that she knows it's never going to be the same, and the original artists of that and like Blackbird are amazing. But I think that she did a good job covering it and like making it her own in the way, and also honoring those songs and like knowing that like this is a huge part of country in that era. And I just want to incorporate that into mine because, like, I admire it, you know? And yeah. That was kind of cool. And most artists don't do that, especially, like, in their albums.
Yeah, like, maybe they'll do a single as a cover, but, yeah, mm-hmm. in the actual album. That was cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah. you know, guys, I do admit that, like, I listened to one song once and I determined I don't like it and I never listened to it again. And I think that maybe I should give it another chance. I'll try. Because my friend Logan really likes it. But like I was sitting with another friend listening to it with him and she didn't really like it either. So I didn't feel that bad.
I think you should try again because I also think it is an album where you just have to give it some tries. Because there yeah. are so many songs and because it is so different. I think you just have to give it a few tries. You have to let it sink in.
Yeah. My roommate did say, though, that she thinks out of our friend group, I have the best taste in music.
I think that's...
That made like, me feel good.
So... But, like...
It's so subjective, though.
Yeah. That's what
it's because she
say.
And I have, like, similar tastes-ish. So...
I feel like a person who has the best taste in music would like every single genre.
I do like most genres. And I like some rap music and I like some pop music. It's just not my genre of choice.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. We could do a whole episode about music.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in voice lessons right now, guys, and I'm singing this one song and I ate yesterday when I sang it to my teacher. She was like, Audrey, I'm blown away. Like,
that's beautiful.
How have I come to this? How did I slip and fall? How have I thrown half a lifetime away without any thought at all? Okay, sorry.
Me and my friend were talking about like notes that you would give on like a speech therapy session, and we were like, imagine if you we were like, you ate that, or like, you slayed.
Like,
you ate that RW version or whatever, like, you ate saying R's over your W's. You slayed that speech therapy session. Or like, imagine like, your therapy notes is like, you slayed that technique today or whatever.
Yeah, you ate that conversation up with your mother that I knew was really hard for you to have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who knows, maybe that's going to be our fucking language in the future. Which will it be will. Interesting. Yeah, please, guys, don't. It's funny. But, like, if that's our language, I will actually cry because that's just embarrassing, guys. Come on. America already has so many things to be embarrassed about. Let's not bring, like, crazy language. America. Like, America. Yeah.
Yes. I remember that.
Guys, thank you so much for coming along on our journey. With this episode today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And I think there's new stuff coming soon.
Yeah. We have a lot of ideas. We just need to execute the ideas. Like.
Yeah. And it's going
to
be fun.
We need to record.
Yes.
But exciting things. Sorry. The exciting thing is that in, let's see, a little bit, like a month and a half, more like 2 months, Emma and I will be back together again in person. Wow! And hopefully we'll record even more. Yes. Get ahead of schedule. Get a lot of stuff done this summer. Pop off this summer. I'm very excited to see Emma again. Even though I literally just saw her, guys. And she was home for a weekend during my spring break, so I got to see her, which was nice.
Yeah, it was so nice. And it was nice to just take some time as friends, BFFs.
Yeah, we didn't do any podcast stuff, and that was nice.
It was nice.
The light.
You have not to that focus on your friend.
Yeah, not that we don't like this, obviously, but yeah. This is a lot of what Emma and I do together now, so it's like it was nice to just like chill, eat some popcorn, mm-hmm. watch a show, get coffee in the morning, catch up. Yeah.
It was so nice. It was so fueling yeah. to my system.
It was slay.
Yeah. It Anyways, we're going to have new stuff soon. And we hope you guys enjoy all of the episodes and all of the new stuff coming up. And thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @GirlMeetsPodcast_. Give us a yes. rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Remember, we have a YouTube if you want to watch on there. It's easier. All of the stuff.
All of the things. All of yes. the things.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next
Thank
time.
You so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.